Dr. Vix. Funny how you can go your whole life without something, and then one day that very thing starts descending on you in droves, as if suddenly the universe has gotten fed up with your renunciations and has decided to make damn sure that you relent to what it sends. Take, for example, a vacuum cleaner. Maybe you've always made do with a carpet sweeper, not even electric, that your mother handed you like a bayonet when you first headed off to college. Life was simple. You pushed the sweeper, its bristles spun around, and ate up all the crumbs. And somehow, 20 years go by without your ever feeling any need to upgrade the sweeper, until one day when this guy shows up on your front porch, lugging a vacuum with an iron snout and a plaid cloth bag like a bagpipe. He comes bearing the news that you've won a free one-room carpet cleaning, and you're trying to tell him, "Oh no, Mr. Slyboots, whoever you are, my life's just fine the way it is." But say he barges in anyway, sticks his foot in the door, as the expression used to go back in the days when people were willing to be more literal. Now the foot in the door is this man's speech. "Don't worry, there's no money up front, no risk." He's screeching the vacuum down your hall, trying to hunt himself up some carpet, which is difficult, your house being planked in wide pine boards except for in the living room, where there's some ugly orange mid-depth shag that you have a fondness for lying on when brooding and so have resisted your husband's rallying against it. "Oh no, Mr. Slyboots, whoever you are, there's always some kind of risk." The vacuum guy is short and wide, maybe 50, but a hard-earned 50, his short-sleeved shirt pea yellow and fraying, a gray tattoo escaping from each hem.